It was yesterday. It was wonderful.
So a family occasion, nice and quiet, or did you have a big party?
Yeah, we had a wonderful luncheon with my family and friends.
Now, we're very excited. 50 years of entertainment, and you're going to do a tour for us.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So I'm just looking at this, you know, 60 hit songs, 100 million records sold. Awful to really try and encapsulate that, but... Could you give me a defining moment looking back over all of that, Dion?
Really impossible to do. It's been just an incredible 50-year ride. I've been truly blessed that I've had people who have been very loyal and have become... I don't call them fans, I call them friends.
Yeah.
Over the past 50 years, it's hard to pick one particular time. There have been too many.
So your songs are children and your fans are friends, you see? So
that's right.
You've got your own dictionary going on there. Excellent. Now, I'm looking at this, 50 years of entertainment, and your album now pretty much encapsulates that as well with the Sammy Khan songs, which... span that amount of time. Was that the idea to bring those two things together?
No, actually, I was asked to do the catalogue of the Khan songs by the publishers.
So were you given the whole catalogue and say, okay, you can record any of those you want? Is that how it worked? Did you just sort of go
basically,
through
all? Yes. I didn't realize how many songs he had written. But that is basically the process that we use. They sent me a zillion songs to listen to.
Yeah.
And most of the songs that you're hearing on the CD, I heard in my home. My mom had recordings of them. My dad did as well. And a lot of the songs were in films. And as a child growing up, I heard these songs in films.
I'm just looking at this phrase where somebody says that Dion's taken a walk on the jazz side, because it is jazzier for you, is it? A deliberate move, or is it just because of the songs?
No, I was kind of on the deliberate side to not reinvent his music,
yep,
but to bring it into the 21st century. So we kind of put a little style on it, and it apparently turned out to be a sort of a jazz album.
What about jazz for you? I mean, who encapsulates that whole feeling of jazz? Do you have favorite artists?
Oh, wow. We don't have enough time.
Well, I know you love Benson because you're good friends, aren't you?
No doubt. I adore George. He's a wonderful friend. You know, people like Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald and Lena Horne, they made their mark in what we now know as jazz. But I believe that during their period of time, it was more bebop jazz,
yep,
as opposed to straight-up contemporary jazz. So I think that's probably how I intended to approach the Only Trust Your Heart CD.
So people, if they come to your show, and you're going to be all around the UK, Gateshead, Birmingham, Manchester, Nottingham, Liverpool, and there's a special charity show you're doing in London, what are they expecting to see? Are you going to have a big band with you, or how's it going to be?
Well, I'll have my rhythm section, of course, and we're hoping that we'll add, you know, strings, maybe. I'm not quite sure of how we're going to configure it yet.
Yeah. So it's in the early stages. Well, we're very excited that you're coming along to see us. Christmas just around the corner. You have 6 grandchildren. I know you love to spend time with them. So you're going to be spoiling them this Christmas, Dion?
Absolutely. Of course. Isn't that what grandmothers are supposed to do?
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's in the rules. That's what you have to do. In the meantime, Merry Christmas. We're really looking forward to your tour with Jazz FM. Thanks for joining us on the phone, Dion Warwick.
My pleasure, and thanks for inviting me.